Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins, I've been meaning to ask you. So the old chairs that we were using, they were nice in the beginning, and then they were falling apart, so we had to get new chairs. Well, we're balling on a budget, and the chairs that we got to replace them were probably the least expensive chairs of this type that Jody could find on the Amazon. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself, sweating more in these chairs?
No.
Okay. Cause it seems like to me that the material these are made of makes my butt hotter.
You said that the other day. I went, what?
Do you,
Lindsay,
do you think it's hotter?
Yes, it's because it's like a certain type of more like plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I am so with you on that because I stood up the other day and I was wearing some like silky type dressier pants. And I was like, oh, am I having like sweaty butt?
Yeah, you left a puddle the other day.
Oh,
I mean, it was bad. It was bad. There were goldfish in it.
Not true.
It just seems like this. Fake leather doesn't breathe as well as the last ones.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It probably
keeps me warm.
I got hot butt.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Riggins' family calls diarrhea. Lindsay is hot butt.
Hot butt.
That's funny.
Uh-huh. But I got a temperature hot butt.
Yeah.
Now, Rob's chair, we didn't get a new one because he works from home most of the time now. But his old chair is still better than these new ones.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's bigger. And it's made because we got bigger. That some the old radio station was about to throw that out because they got all new ones and they're using corporate money. They didn't care.
Yeah, right.
So they put them all. You remember they wheeled them all into that room and they said, if you want a chair, go get it.
Sure.
Well, that's one of them.
Really?
And it's a nice one.
Yeah,
it's old, but it's nice.
Yeah.
So, so I might try it and see if my butt gets cooler.
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need wet butts.
No,
big wet butt.
My butt sweats all
day. Yeah, sweaty butt.
Oh,
sweaty butt syndrome.
Sweat.
Swampy. Who was it? Monica that worked for us that used to always get swamp butt. Didn't she talk about having swamp butt all the time?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Well, as long as you say maybe, she can't sue us now.
Yeah, so. I'd have to go double check. Now, definitely.
I don't think she's going
to
sue you.
Yeah, when we'd go to Disney World and stuff, that was like the epitome of having swamp butt. But you got to take precautions.
But you remember Young Grasshopper when I introduced you to the Gold Bond spray, that men's spray?
Not the powder, but the actual aerosol spray, which makes application much, much easier.
Yeah, they need to put it like a roach bomb, though. One of those kinds of things where you can just squat over it.
From the floor. What a scene.
I think I just peed a little. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You walk in, somebody's squatting over a...
the visual on that.
You're in that old, you know, the low-end Disney resorts we went to, the All-Star, in those little motel rooms. It's like, where's Riggins?
I gotta go roach bob my gooch.
You leave the curtains open and he's like, people say, why is he squatting over that can? Why is he squatting over that fire hydrant?
Yeah, he's trying to start a fire in there.
That would be a lot easier because the can doesn't spray upside down very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
And you gotta get like for Disney kind of protection.
Yeah, you gotta really double coat.
For Disney protection,
I was never one to put like Vaseline
get up in there
and stuff like that. I know you did that for a while.
Vaseline, only at the beach, though.
Just at the beach?
Yeah, because you needed a barrier from the sand. You know, yeah, because I had some accidents.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I don't want that.
No, sir.
You may need to do that for your son, Lindsay, if he's out getting, you know, really sandy at the beach and all that.
Yeah.
Put Vaseline in his little area to keep it off of, you know, his skin.
This is the craziest thing that you say that, because I thought of you. I clearly wasn't on the show when this happened. Otherwise, I would have told you. But I think about your story all the time, because after I had a boy, I'm like, oh, my God, we got to watch out for this. So we're on the beach. He was two, maybe. That happened.
Oh,
he
really?
Started wailing, pee-pee, pee-pee, like it hit. And I was like, oh, no, the TJ thing happened. And Kyle's like, what? I'm like, don't worry about it. I'll figure it out.
The pee-pee like, thing.
What do you know about TJ's pee-pee?
Yeah, he was so confused. He's like, what? Like, oh, my God, this has happened.
It was one time I was at the beach, and Jody and I, it was just the two of us. The children were with her parents, and they, you know, it was like a getaway thing. Mm-hmm. And we went for a long walk on the beach, which you don't do together when you got little kids.
Yeah.
Right.
And so one grain of sand got on my business and rubbed against my swimsuit and all that. And so the next thing you know, I'm on fire. Mm. It was an abrasion. It was a bad abrasion, yeah.
And so you I put didn't know
Vaseline
what to do.
All in the area, and it keeps that from happening.
That's what I was going to say. So you prep it before you go down to the beach, obviously.
Yeah. If I did it at the beach, I'd probably get arrested.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can you spray my back with sunscreen while I apply the Vaseline to my crotch?
Yeah. What's the problem? Greasing the hog.
I think it was worse because he had a swim diaper on.
Yeah.
So I took that thing off. I mean, I stripped him naked. He was screaming bloody murder. And I basically took him to the little outside shower thing and just started go. I mean, bless his heart.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's so painful. But, you know, if you mess around and you get too much of the Vaseline, then it'll stain your swimsuits and all that.
Because, oh, will it?
Yeah. It's petroleum, so it doesn't come off in the water. And, but when that happens, then you want to make sure it doesn't happen anymore because it's so painful. So you, like, I ruined some swimsuits by just like big handful of just plop.
Yeah.
But it is. And so if you got a little boy that's going to be playing around in the sand and have the waves coming up on him and all that, because that when the waves hit and they're sitting flat on their butt out there, that sand goes right up the leg of their pants.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Describing a little bit too much detail about little boys at the beach.
Well, listen. So Lindsay's peeing in the water, ankle deep, and her son's screaming because he's got sand on his wiener.
Pee, 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 pee.
His little pee-pee. I mean, you know, bless what his heart. Scene.
Oh, yeah. What and her husband can't get out from under the umbrella because he's, you know, he doesn't want to get burnt.
Right. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks about the sun and gets burnt. So yeah.
Oh really? Is he's susceptible?
Oh, he's already had skin cancer in his ear.
No way.
From baseball, being out in it playing baseball.
Yep, because you know the hat. I mean, he obviously always wore hats, but not inside the ear.
Ooh. So you got to spray. You got to spray his ears with the sunscreen, or he just rubs
you know
the
those Swedish people. They are white. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are.
And that's why I was surprised that you hitched up with him.
I know. Trust me. I think about it every day.
I just like their fish.
The Swedish fish.
Does he have to load up with sunblock and sunscreen, or can he even like get out from under the umbrella at all? Oh, she can't hear.
He can. And now he obviously puts on tons of sunscreen, but back, you know, when you're younger, you don't think about it. So he had already damaged all of his skin. I mean, just from baseball and golf. I mean, you know, so he did some dumb things, but.
Yeah, my wife's.
What are you going to do?
My wife's mean, grouchy grandmother from Indiana. She had passed by now, but she came to our house once and they talked her into sitting out by the pool for a few minutes. Everybody, the other, you know, family was messing around in the pool and hanging out and all that. She went back home to Indiana. She was in her 80s. And the doctor told her she had a little spot of skin cancer that he needed to take off. And she said, well, and I know exactly where and when I got it. They made me sit out by my granddaughter's pool in North Carolina, and I know I got it that day. I think she was out there maybe 30 minutes, and she was in her, I mean, she was fully clothed.
I love that she blamed it on y'all, though.
Yep, Jody. Jody put me out there by that pool.
Jody gave me skin cancer.
Yep.
That's what she's saying. I mean, absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
What a she nasty really believed thing to
it
say.
Too. She really believed it, too. Crazy. I mean, she didn't mean it in a nasty way. She was just, she's just mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And a Democrat too. That.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah. Union type Democrat.
Okay.
Mm. And she would tell me, "Why don't you get on your elephant and ride out of here? I'm tired of listening to you."
Oh wow.
Of course, you know I would aggravate her.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
She was a lot of fun.
Tweet. Oh,
she wasn't. She, yeah. Oh yeah. She wasn't mean at heart. She was just kind of a grouchy, snippy.
Okay.
Don't mess with me, kind of old lady.
Hmm.
You know.
Character.
Good kisser.
She's is that right?
A good kisser, yeah.
Well, that's good.
But I hated that she came to North Carolina and got the skin cancer.
Cancer from it. Yeah. For 30 minutes at the pool. Sorry.
Because you know we're very close to the equator.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Dangerous rays.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Mm. Well, I hate that happened to Brooks's little pee-pee, but yeah. That's an early lesson that you'll know from now on.
Yeah, I should have known.
Yeah.
From your story.
So many people, if they just follow my teachings, would be so much better in life, and it would just trickle down to their offspring as well.
Yeah.
Generations.
Yeah.
Generations. More coming up.
More extra funny next.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, why is it that we call a little boy's thing a pee-pee, but we don't call a butt a poo-poo?
Good question.
Good question. My son calls it a poo-poo, but we don't. Yeah.
A poo-poo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got a pee-pee. That's your penis because you pee-pee from it.
Mm-hmm.
But why not have a poo-poo? Your butt's called a poo-poo because you poo-poo from it.
Yeah. You can get down with
true.
That.
But we always try to use the proper terms for body parts when I teaching my kids and all.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was always, a penis and a turd cutter.
Oh, my God.
No, we've never.
Me every time.
We've never used proper names of things like that with our kids. No. Like I can't imagine looking at my son or my daughter and saying, it's a penis. It's a,
kids
people
talk.
Do that though.
I know. I think all the names are weird. When I hear a kid mention, I think it's just weird. But I don't know what we were taught. I don't remember being taught at all what the name of anything was.
In my family, my son, when he was little, he had a wacky. It was his wacky.
Now that's funny. I love that.
Yeah. Because if that would have happened to him at the beach, he would have said, "My wacky hurts. My wacky hurts."
Mm-hmm. Keeps it comical,
Yeah.
At my kids' school, they call everything front and back bum bums. But that's typically a back.
Yeah, and it's European, so.
Yeah,
bum. Yeah. A bum.
Yeah, they call, in Europe, they call the front of a woman, they call that's the fanny.
Yeah.
But to us, a fanny would be the butt.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they have.
Because fanny pack came from that.
I didn't think about that.
Like
I thought the fanny pack was because it was supposed to be worn over the butt rather than over the front. Or was it? You should know. You had that in school, Lindsay, being a fashion design major or whatever.
Yeah. So the fanny pack was invented because the front it's called fanny.
So they invented it in England in Europe.
I guess so. Mm. Yeah.
Fanny pack.
But you could wear it front or back, back fanny, front fanny. What, I don't like the name fanny. And I hate nickname if someone's a nickname fanny. I hate it.
What is that a nickname for? Like Madge is a nickname for Margaret usually, right? Or
I think so.
or Dot is what you'd call somebody named Doris.
Or Dorothy.
Yeah, Dorothy. That's right. Dorothy, not Doris. Doris is Dodo. I've heard that. Dodo? People call somebody named Doris Dodo or Doe.
Dodo.
But what is Fanny?
Fanny?
I used to know this because I asked somebody, but now I forgot. Let me look.
Francis?
Francis. Yes.
Fanny. So instead of Franny, you'd say Fanny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In some cases, Stephanie, it says.
Huh.
Oh, because, yeah, Stephanie.
And I always wonder where Bob comes out of Robert. Rob, you get, being short for Robert. But where's Bob? And Jack, if somebody's name's Jim.
Yeah, right.
And,
Or John. John is, like, Jack is a nickname for John, right?
Right.
And isn't the nickname, like, Dick is Richard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another one. I don't know where that comes from either.
Yeah, that's weird.
Which is why my mom made sure that people know that my real given name is Richie and not Richard. Like, Richie is not short for Richard.
Because she didn't like
She didn't want anybody Dick. Calling me Dick.
That's
wow. Heck yeah. You ain't calling my baby Dick.
Dickhead. That's fine. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like that guy that I went to school with, whose name was Richard Muncher.
Muncher?
Yeah, his last name was Muncher. It's German.
Really?
Oh, no. Yeah. So people called him
Dick Muncher, yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean,
oh no! Not Dick Muncher.
Because you gotta think the parents would have known that before. But I'm glad you're making that up because I was seriously concerned.
Sure.
Muncher. You got me there. I was like, poor guy.
Oh no! Dick Muncher.
Muncher.
He probably had such a hard life.
He would have.
You're no, not kidding. That would be awful.
I bet there is someone out there named that, though.
Probably. Shut up, TJ.
Poor guy.
And I've never used it. I just made that up.
You just made it up?
Yeah. But I had no idea it was going to land like that. That's great.
No.
Muncher. German. But you know, most people go with head or cheese or, you know, whatever. Sure.
But not you.
Muncher.
So there's only one TJ. Don't forget.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's awful.
It really is awful.
It is awful.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Mm. Yeah. But there was a really famous woman in the 70s. She was in show business, and I don't really know exactly what her talent was, but she was always on game shows, like when they have celebrities on game shows and all that. She was always on them. And she would be like cameo appearances on things, but her name was Fanny Flagg.
Fanny Flagg.
Fanny Flagg, yeah. And that's just something I remember about
that's a name.
The 70s when I was little. You know, you'd always on that game, you know, Match Game.
Yeah,
was,
right.
You know, they had all the celebrity panelists up there. Now when I watch some of these, there's one that comes on where we live in syndication. It comes on, like, say, at 6:30 or so every evening. And it's... I guess where you something's either a lie or the truth, and they get the celebrity. They have comedians up there, and
not Password, but it's like something one of those kind of games.
And they're so scripted, and
really?
It seems like it is.
They've got
some big name comedians on there now. Like John Lovitz was on there a lot. What's her name? Tiffany Haddish is on there. But it's like they know the question, then they'll have a line that they deliver that's funny. And it's like just right off the bat. Well, I didn't.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it's staged.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. And it offends me if somebody does like it. I'm like, don't you know? It's kind of like when people fall for that Battle of the Sexes game on the radio and they think it's real.
I know.
But
they don't care. It's part of me thinks like just hopes that they know it's fake, but they don't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Yeah.
And every time I say that game is Battle of the Sexes is fake, you know somebody's going, what? It is?
Yeah.
I've always loved that. Only time I would flip over from y'all's show is when the other show was doing Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. Let's stay over there.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Just stay.
They're bringing back a lot of those old shows. I just saw Hollywood Squares or something.
Yeah, coming and it's back. Another one. It's like that. And if you watch Hollywood Squares, it's the same thing. Boom. Yeah. Line, deliver the comedian, you know.
Yeah,
line.
I guess they think people are going to watch those shows, but there's seems like every week there's a new one coming out. Rob Lowe is hosting one, I think, now.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, really?
Ooh. I think so. I think I saw him.
I didn't think they would let straight white men host anything anymore. Any new shows? Ryan Seacrest is probably the last one.
He's a big guy.
You know,
The Floor is the one Rob Lowe hosts on Fox.
Yeah.
I gotta watch that.
Because I know that one of the best, most talented game show hosts that I've ever seen is Dwayne Wade.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
What did he host? He hosted something?
He hosted one, like, it may have been one where the floor drops out from under you. Like, you get these, a couple working together to do something. I don't know what it was terrible what I watched.
Yeah.
And he was the host of it. And as you can imagine, he wasn't fantastic.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not charismatic at all.
But of course he's not going to be like, you know, they had to have just done it because of his name.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Well, I don't know anybody that's like, I got to watch this. Dwayne Wade is hosting it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, does he have that much pull?
His wife's Gabrielle Union, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's a heavy hitter.
Basketball fan, I guess.
Is he a Hall of Fame yet? I don't know.
I don't know.
Has he been retired long enough?
They put a statue of him outside the arena. It looks horrible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember that. It was terrible.
He was pissed. He looked at him. He was like, what the hell?
It doesn't even look like him.
No.
Yeah. Plus, he has, you know, something else about, you know, his life that Hollywood people would try to be boosting him up for, political type, trendy type thing. But the guy that hosts the show I'm talking about, where the celebrity, they're either lying or not, he's not bad. He's a pretty good host. But it's just the show itself is just, you know, so scripted sounding.
Yeah. I got to find
out. Kind of like fake laughing and things like that.
Is the host American?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not like that piece of crap Trevor Noah.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't have a celebrity hosting your game show, you got to get a foreigner. It seems like that's the formula. We'll get some guy from England, like James Corden, who's like, you know, Americans decided we don't like you.
Yeah.
We're done with you.
Yeah. But this one, though, he's American. He's black. Black guy, African American, and seems pretty good.
Okay.
But I think it's a Byron Allen project.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he was a host and all when he was young. And he still does hosting stuff, but he's big producer of those syndicated type shows. Yeah. And he's on there all the time as one of the guest contestants.
You know? Yeah. Anderson, I think it's.
Huh?
Anthony Anderson?
No, he's not the host of this one I'm talking about. But he does have a game show that he does too. And then who does the Shazam one? That's Teddy Cruz, right?
Yeah, Teddy Cruz.
Teddy Cruz.
Yeah, and he's good.
Uh-huh.
He's charismatic and interesting to watch.
Uh-huh. He's just so frail. I can't hardly. Yeah. I get weak watching him because he's so frail. You know who I'm talking about, Lindsay?
Mm-mm.
Teddy Cruz.
I don't know.
Google him on your phone real quick. You'll know him when you see him. He's just that little frail. Just nothing. Looks like, you know, just a little waif-like guy.
Is it the one I'm okay? I'm like, are we joking? Okay, because I love him.
Yeah, he's huge.
He's huge.
Mm-hmm.
What?
He was in White Girls.
Yes.
And he was also in those Expendables movies. Yeah.
He always plays like the mean tough guy, but every time you see him personally, he's like, oh yeah, he's like the sweetest, like nicest kind of guy.
And he was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He was on that. He was good on that. But. Trying to think of any other game shows that I've seen. That I used to like some of them when I was a kid. There was a show called Tic Tac Doe that was pretty good, and it was hosted by Wink Martindale.
And his name was Wink?
Wink Martindale. And there's a Wink Martindale now that's a coach in the NFL. It's a different Wink Martindale.
A different one?
Uh-huh.
What?
This guy, though, Wink Martindale, was one of those Dick Clark type broadcasters. He was huge in his day. And I think he was best friends with Elvis. He may have married one of Elvis's ex-girlfriends, and then they were all best friends. He had some kind of a connection to Elvis. Wink Martindale, and the show was called Tic-Tac-Doe. And it was good. You may be able to find that on your local YouTube. Check that out somewhere. And then, of course, MTV's Remote Control. I killed that. That was Colin Quinn. Colin Quinn was the co-host of that.
Yeah, I never saw it, but I knew that was one of the.
It was all about TV trivia and stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that was where I think Jenny McCarthy got her start after she did the Playboy.
Oh.
Yeah, she did a bunch of MTV shows. Mm-hmm. She was like so hot.
She's nasty. She's all you know, Miss Mom and married to Donnie Wahlberg now, and you know. But she's
pretty wild,
raunchy.
She actually looks better now, I think, than she has in decades.
I don't like her though.
No, really? I mean
they're too much.
Yeah,
Donnie and you know, they go to sleep if they're not staying in the same bed. They go to sleep on FaceTime with each other.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine. It's goofy.
Yeah, but
come on.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about some of the other, like she just. Personality is a little overbearing for me.
Oh, no doubt. She's overbearing.
She's overbearing. And they're a little too much with each other in public. Close. You know, I don't like it. Mm-mm. I don't like it.
I do love that Donnie.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to be in a spinoff of the show. Was it Bloods?
Blue Blood.
Yeah, there's a spinoff of it, and it's going to be Boston Blood or Boston Blue or something like that.
We need a spinoff of Blue Bloods?
That was a huge show. But I just hope that he's able to adapt to being a character from Boston.
Yeah, right.
You know, I didn't know that those Wahlbergs were actually from Massachusetts.
Yeah,
I've never heard anything like that, any kind of news like that. They keep it pretty hidden.
Yeah.
Where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of Southies is what they are.
That's what it is.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.